Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Another leak on the Nord Stream 1 and 2 natural gas pipelines, reports Bloomberg, bringing the total number of ruptures to 4, according to the Swedish Coast Guard's command center. Sweden's Coast Guard became aware of 2 leaks in the pipelines in the country's exclusive economic zone. At the same time, they learned of 2 in Denmark, goes Bloomberg. Officials put the information on their website, but were surprised that it wasn't known broadly. We now have 4 instances of leaks, Nord Stream 2 and Nord Stream 1. The interpretation, Anatole, is sabotage. The interpretation is Russia. But it requires some logic. How does Russia gain? By damaging the pipeline that was built for Russia.
Yes. I have to say that this leap to automatically accuse Russia does not reflect great credit on Western journalism. Because there is no actual evidence for that at all. And as you say, it seems pretty counterintuitive. You know, well, A, this is Russian infrastructure. It's not NATO infrastructure, it's Russian infrastructure. But secondly, Russia's whole strategy has been to put pressure on Europe over gas supplies in the hope that Europe will, at some point, if the winter is harsh enough, move to an attempted ceasefire or compromise peace with Russia. That demands keeping the possibility of supplying that gas there rather than destroying it. I suppose you can construct an argument that, Russia is sending some sort of warning about what it can do to Western infrastructure. But especially given the presence of U.S. Naval forces in the region, that America did it in order to block any possible future compromise between Europe and Western Europe and Russia on the basis of a resumption of gas supplies. Now, by the way, I have no direct evidence for that either. The point is we just don't know. I think in this case, rushing to blame Moscow is seriously premature. We have to wait for some concrete evidence.
What I'm hearing, Anatole, is that Putin doesn't have an easy or obvious or perhaps any exit, and NATO might not have an exit also from these 2 adamant positions. Is that where we are right now? That sounds very dangerous.
It's appallingly dangerous. And Russia's latest action has made it even more dangerous. That said, there is a difference between negotiations for an actual formal peace settlement, which I think are now over for all foreseeable time, and negotiations for a ceasefire. And, of course, talks between Washington and Moscow on preventing further escalation and, of course, avoiding a direct clash between America and Russia, which would risk the existence of civilization. It would really be a war and mutual annihilation. So I think, we should remember that, even in the depths of the Cold War, Moscow and Washington managed to establish lines of communication which sometimes, as in the Cuban Missile Crisis, only just prevented that kind of escalation. And this sort of negotiation and talks remains entirely possible, just as, during the Cold War, the West never accepted the Soviet occupation of Eastern Europe. We certainly never accepted the Soviet occupation of Afghanistan, but we did actually go on talking to them. So I think that is definitely not just possible, but necessary. The other thing is that while I think a formal peace is now virtually impossible, I think that still, probably barring total victory for either side, there will eventually have to be a move towards a ceasefire.
Yeah, Anatol Levin of the Quincy Institute. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.